Hello, my name is Susan. Hello, we are conducting a survey. Your participation is voluntary but important to the success of this research and the efforts of the local community-based organizations working on community issues. All your answers are confidential, sir, and will be combined with the answers from everyone who answers the survey. Do you happen to have a few minutes of your time to complete a survey?
Yes, ma'am, I will.
Thank you so much. Okay, may I ask, what is your zip code?
48214.
Thank you. And what is the year of your birth?
47.
So, just a moment. Thank you. Do you consider yourself as male, female, or female?
Female.
Thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. Can you please specify?
And I'm sorry?
Yes. Are you Hispanic, Puerto Rican, Cuban?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. What is your race, please?
African American.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote, or like many, are you not registered to vote?
I'm registered. Yes, ma'am. I'm registered to vote.
Thank you so much. As you may know, there will be elections for offices like the president and the U.S. Congress this November. How likely are you to vote in the November 2024 election? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote, or will you definitely not vote?
I'll definitely vote, ma'am.
Thank you. How do you plan on voting in the upcoming 2020 general election? Voting in person early before election day? Voting in person on election day? Voting by mail?
Voting by mail.
Thank you so much. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the Black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means Black community.
Okay, wait a minute, ma'am. You're a little close to the phone, and I can't exactly understand what you're saying. Could you repeat the question, please?
Yes, please. Yes, I apologize for that. Okay. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the Black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the Black community has a lot of power, 5 means neutral, and 0 means the Black community has no power at all. From 0 to 10.
Okay. I'm not quite sure. You said the community, how much power does the community have?
Yes, how much power do you feel the Black community has on a scale of 0 to 10?
Seven.
Okay. Thank you. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, Congress, state, and local offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use the number 10. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Number 10. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Now, we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm nor cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel, okay? If you don't know or you never heard of the people and or groups, please indicate so. The first name is Kamala Harris. Would that be
Yeah, you say 0 to 10?
Yes, 0 means very cold and unfavorable, 5 neutral, 10 very warm and favorable.
10.
Okay. Josh Shapiro. Shapiro, I believe it's pronounced.
I don't know him.
Okay. Barack Obama. From 0 to 10, okay.
Yeah.
Gretchen Whitmer.
10.
Okay. Mark Kelly.
I don't know him.
Okay. Donald Trump. From 0 to 10, you can choose any number in between two.
I'd say 5, you know.
Okay.
Neither one way or the other that much.
Okay. J.B. Vance.
Who? Say the name again, please.
Oh, yes. J.B. Vance.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know that person.
Tim Walz.
Tim Walz?
Yes.
I don't know that person.
Okay. Joe Biden?
That's a hard one.
From 0 to 10.
I'd say 9.
Okay. Thank you. What do you think are the most important issues facing the country today? Please select the top 3 issues most important to you. I'll read them out to you, okay? Number 1, access to good jobs. Number 2, protecting and expanding voting rights. Number 3, better transportation systems. Number 4, climate change and the environment. Number 5, rising cost of living. Number 6, affordable quality health care. Number 7, affordable quality housing. Number 8, public safety, including gun violence. Number 9, reducing racism and discrimination.
Okay, before you go any further, let me tell you something before I forget.
Yes.
5, 6, and 8, I'm sure. I forgot what number 7 was.
Number 7 is public safety, including gun violence.
Definitely number 7, yes, ma'am.
All right, thank you.
Is there any more I missed?
No, actually, if you want me to read, there's access to quality education, abortion, immigration, criminal justice.
Access to quality education.
Okay, and would you like to remove one of the others? Because there are only 3 issues most important to you. There's the one you chose was public safety, including gun violence. Affordable quality healthcare, rising cost of living.
Yeah, I'll take those 3.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Would that be for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party?
I can stop right there, Democrat Kamala Harris.
Okay. Is that more of a vote for Kamala Harris or against Donald Trump?
Both. Can I pick both?
It's got to be just one, ma'am. For Kamala Harris or against Donald Trump?
It's a vote for her.
Okay.
And I'm voting against him as well. Yeah, so I guess one is the same thing.
Okay. As of today, Vice President Harris is still not the official nominee for the Democratic Party, but it is assumed she will be during the Democratic National Convention. If Vice President Harris fully secures the nomination as the Democratic candidate for President of the United States, would that make you much more motivated to vote? Somewhat more motivated to vote? Make no difference? Somewhat less motivated to vote? Or much less motivated to vote?
Make no difference. I'm going to vote whatever.
Okay. Would that be much more motivated or somewhat more motivated?
I mean, I guess much more motivated. I'm definitely going to vote, so.
Okay. Compared to last month, are your feelings about the Democratic Party much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, make no difference, somewhat less favorable, or much less favorable?
Makes no difference.
Okay.
I'm going to vote Democrat regardless.
Okay. Do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
A lot.
Okay. When it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
Okay, I'm sorry. What is it that I'm asking about? You're asking me about?
Oh, yes. When it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot? Some?
A lot.
A lot?
A lot. She's already shown me as her years of prosecutor that what she's about.
Thank you, ma'am. For each of the following traits, I'd like you to let me know if you think it really describes Vice President Harris, somewhat describes her, only describes a bit, or really does not describe her, okay? I'm going to read them out to you. Represents the AAPI community. Does that really describe, somewhat describes a bit?
Okay, really? I don't know what the AAPI community is. What is that?
I'll be honest, I'm not sure, but I'll go ahead and just skip that one, okay? All right, we'll go to the next. Restricts rights to the trans and LGBTQ community. Would that be really described? Somewhat described. Describes a bit, really does not describe.
I think really describes.
Okay. Fights for all of us. Really describes, somewhat describes, describes a bit, really does not describe.
I think it really describes.
Okay. Is tough on crime. Really describes, somewhat describes, describes a bit, really does not describe.
You said tough on crime?
Yes.
I think really describes.
Okay. Is prepared to be president. Really describes, somewhat describes, describes a bit, really does not describe.
I think it really describes. I think she's had enough.
Okay.
Yeah,
is someone
been around enough, yeah.
Okay. Is someone young girls can look up to? Really describe, somewhat
really
describe.
Describes.
Okay.
Yeah, really describes.
All right. It's a strong black woman. Really describe, somewhat describe, describes a bit, really does not describe.
Really describes.
Okay. It's almost done. Governs with an iron fist. Really describes, somewhat describes, describes.
Say that part, say it again.
Yes. Governs with an iron fist. Really describes, somewhat describes, describes a bit, or really does not describe?
I think somewhat describes. I don't think she's
okay.
Iron fist. I think she got latitude.
Thank you. Okay. Now, I would like to tell you more about Vice President Kamala Harris. For each of the following traits, I'd like you to let me know if you think it makes you much more favorable of Vice President Harris, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable, or no difference. I'll start now. These are like six statements. The first statement is, Kamala started a program called Back on Track as district attorney that gave first-time drug offenders the chance to earn a high school diploma and find employment. Would that be much more favorable? Somewhat more favorable? Somewhat.
I'm sorry.
Yes, okay. Somewhat less favorable? Much less favorable.
More favorable, much more.
Much more, okay.
Yeah.
Next one, Kamala was the first attorney general in the country to require a statewide policing agency to wear body cameras and implicit training program for police officers. Would that be much more favorable, somewhat more favorable? Somewhat less favorable, much less favorable.
Much more.
Okay. In 2004, as district attorney, Kamala was one of the first elected officials anywhere in the U.S. to marry same-sex couples. Would that be much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable, no difference?
No difference.
Okay. Kamala forged her career defending victims of exploitation, whether it is sex trafficking or revenge porn. She was one of the first to bring attention to and provide legal protections for these victims. Would that be much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable, no difference?
Much more favorable.
Okay. Kamala is a proud alumnus of Howard University, the historically black university where she became a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, and that's Inc., and remains actively engaged in advancing their mission of uplifting black community. Would this be much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable, no difference?
Much.
Okay. Kamala is donatingly referred to as Mamala by her niece and two stepchildren for the loving and supportive presence that she has been in their lives. Would this be much more favorable, somewhat more favorable?
I'm sorry. Say that again, please, ma'am. I didn't catch that.
Oh, okay. Kamala is donatingly referred to as Mamala by her niece and two stepchildren for the loving and supportive presence that she has been in their lives. Would that be much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable, no difference?
Well, much.
Okay. Thank you. And again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, Congress, state, and local offices on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you. Once again, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the black community has a lot of power, 5 means neutral, and 0 means the black community has no power at all.
8.
Thank you. Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent third party?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. We're almost done, I promise. Is that more of a vote for Kamala Harris or against Donald Trump?
I'm sorry?
Yes, is that more of a vote for Kamala Harris or against Donald Trump?
I'm voting for Kamala Harris because I want to vote for her.
Okay. Do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some little, or not at all?
A lot.
Thank you, ma'am. When it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some?
Okay, ma'am, you asked me the same questions you asked me before. Is there a reason for that?
I believe it's just repeating it. Well, actually, it's like we're at 86%. So we're almost done. I think it's just adding those same questions at the end.
Well, say the question again, please.
Yes. When it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
A lot.
Thank you. Which of the following would you say are your main sources for news? Select up to three. Local radio, Snapchat, TikTok, Fox News, family and friends, national newspapers, MSNBC, Facebook, CNN, Instagram, Network News, Twitter, local newspapers, local TV news. You can pick up to three.
Local TV news.
Okay.
Did you say national?
Let's see. National newspapers.
I read national newspapers.
There's Facebook, CNN, Instagram, network.
CNN.
Okay. There's network news, ABC, CBS, NBC.
Network news.
Okay, that's three. Local TV news, CNN, and network news. Okay.
Yeah.
Are you in a group chat for text communication with others? If so, how often has the presidential election come up recently in these group chats?
No, I don't do that.
Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself a independent, Republican, or Democrat?
Democrat.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
A strong Democrat.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden?
Did I vote? You said, did I vote?
Yes.
Yes, I did.
Okay, was that for Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else?
Joe Biden.
Okay. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received? The 12th grade, high school diploma, college, associate degree, bachelor's degree, master's degree?
College.
College, okay. Thank you so much. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated?
Married.
Thank you. Excuse me. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
Thank you. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes?
Oh, your best Lord, estimate I have is, no idea.
Okay. Your best estimate is fine.
I mean, we're on Social Security, so we don't really have income as such.
Okay. Will that be less than $24,999, between $25,000?
I'm sorry?
Yes, would that be...
Say it again, please.
Yes, would that be less than $24,000? Or... between 25,000 to 34,000. It's just a
drop. That'd be right.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. This includes our survey. And thank you very much for your participation and patience with me. Thank you. Have a great evening. Thank you, ma'am.
You also. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Take care.